Now, the rest of the story. In baseball, three strikes and you're out, right? In basketball, five fouls and you're out. I mean out of the game completely, disqualified. Basketball is not supposed to be a contact sport. You make physical contact with an opponent in such a way that he is distinctly disadvantaged. Your opponent is entitled to one free throw, and you are charged with a foul. And remember, five such fouls charged against you during the course of a game, and you head for the showers. Something else you must know. Each basketball team consists of five players. That would make a maximum of 10 players on the court at one time. One of those players charged with five fouls has to leave the game. Then a replacement is sent in. Now, according to the rules of basketball, there's no limit to the number of substitutes that a team may send in from the sidelines. I hope you understand that I'm not seeking to insult the intelligence of you who are already acquainted with the rules of basketball. But this bit of background is necessary if one is fully to appreciate today's rest of the story. It was on the second Friday, 1982, that West Coast Christian College met the University of California, Santa Cruz campus. College basketball. The West Coast Christian Knights and the U of C Sea Lions. Thus far in the season, the Knights had been averaging only 17 fouls a game. Therefore, Knights coach Jerry Turner felt secure with eight players suited up and ready to go. Remember now, there may be no more than five players representing one team on the court at one time. So eight team members, five and three potential substitutes, left a margin for 19 possible fouls. That's two more than their game average. Except that evening, that particular evening, everything went wrong. One foul after another, after another, after another, charged against the Knights until there were 16 fouls, 17, 18, 19, three of the eight Knights disqualified, and four fouls charged against a fourth. Then the fatal fifth foul. Now the Knights find themselves with only four men on the court and nobody to replace that missing man. It's four against five. You ask anybody who saw that game, they'll tell you that the one team member who held it all together against those odds was a 5'11" guard named Mike Lockhart. Mike Lockhart. Now, the game is history now. And the Knights did win. 75-67. And you can credit that win to talented Mike Lockhart, because he scored 19 of those winning points and 5 of the 19 all by himself. No. I mean all by himself. For you see, with 2:10 left to play, Mike had four fouls charged against him. Everyone else on his team had fouled out. Everyone else. For more than 2 minutes, it was 5-1. And Mike Lockhart was that one, playing alone, daring not foul out, even once more, returning out-of-bounds balls by ricocheting them, by bouncing them off his opponent's legs, and then retrieving them himself. He shot baskets, he defended successfully, and all alone. He won. And now you know the rest of the story.